Looking for a place to record or have a gig and need a place to rehearse? Straight Fuego Music Studios is available for recording and rehearsals. For further info, contact frnr711@gmail.com.
The Tony Central Podcast is sponsored by beats from
Smicky.
Yo, it's your boy Mickey Fax, and I'm tuned in to the Tony Central Podcast, especially when I'm driving, cooking, and just playing my 2K. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Juan, we need to get on to my park, man. Hit me up, man. We need to do this, you heard? I'll let your boy.
Yo, what up? This is CF, a.k.a. Child Forsaken, a.k.a. Constant Flow. You are now tuned in to the Tony Central Podcast Show. God bless.
It's your boy King Problem. You already know what it is. We tuned in Tony Central Podcast. Jers, Hostage County. Bang, bang, nigga.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Justin Love, and y'all are now rocking with the Tony Central Podcast.
It's DJ K Slay, the Drama King. And this is what happens when you put three lyricists on one record. That's right, I said lyricists, not rappers. And for you haters out there, pay attention.
Jealousy's a motherfucker.
Let it go. You don't want a problem, you don't want to mess with it. How I put it down, I make them come around. Niggas already be knowing who already be the best with it. I step all up in the spot every time you see a nigga fresh dip with a little fresh fitted. Bust every bottle in the building and I fuck shit up. Got a mind, I tell a nigga now we finished.
You weak, jealous motherfucker.
You see them gather closer. Pretty white bitches be lining up like bricks of coca. Make it bounce, stretch and spread your ass, yoga. Banging on niggas until we probably break a shoulder. I don't ever give a fuck what it costs. See the money in my toss. Make way, homie, see we coming through a little bit. But you know you fucking with the boss. Yeah, we taking over small countries where they don't know what's that like.
Who that?
Why we going hit them with the shit that they make them wanna raise up?
Mm-mm, don't do that. Don't
tired of telling niggas when you know exactly what I'm on. Get this bread, bakery. Kick up, little nigga, then I'm gone. Y'all see the way we gotta back out and we come and beat him in the head till the nigga run along like
Mike.
Yo, can you do your life?
Me and no jealous niggas.
Fuck up, I am tonight. None of them jealous niggas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me bitch better. Me whip wetter. Me neck shine, me wrist blow. Me joke, you lose your life.
In the lick, rockin' the hips. Hoppin' to get hot when the niggas spit. Probably when the women get up on me, talking the dick. Often the bitch drop when I rip. Niggas be jelly, they go through her silly. And see her tell me she left shit in my telly. It's hurting his belly, like bad meat at the deli. I have heat in my belly, belly for the fuck boys. Make a nigga hot to snuff boys. Make enough noise to make everyone drop when I bust toys. When they suck soy, I'm gonna get my paper no matter what. Hateful takers don't got enough, they go at a nut. Get a photo with your gun, your home with my dough in the cut. Play no games, and I ain't no dame. So I ain't for pain, I'ma drain your brain. When a thing go bang, like I'm Django Maine and my angles bang. When I'm faced with jealousy, all the states throw mail at me. So it's making you march wanna yell at me. When I react, they call it Penelope's. Bitch ass, trick ass, snitch ass. Ho, just cause I get cash when I spit fast. Now his ass low, go get a sick pass and a bitch pass. Cause you get mad, bro, you bout to get flagged. And you wondering if it's a rip rack.
You can lose your life,
and you're no jealous niggas.
Fuck up, I am tonight, no, no, no jealous niggas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Me bitch better, me whip wetter, me neck shine, me wrist blow, me joke and lose your life.
I knew a couple niggas that I used to rhyme with, have fun with, get funds with. Shit get low, I had to bust a couple guns with. Squad fell apart, all over one bitch. Leave it to my nigga Ty to do some dumb shit. My Uzi weigh a ton shit. Run up in a nigga crib with the fire you can light a blunt with. Hollow tips in your belly, Tommy Bun shit. Bout my paper, neighbor, fly nigga, aviator. Walk out the crib, nigga, heated like a radiator. Bet I kill a nigga if he wanna die right now. Acting like a recovering fiend, nigga, pipe down. He was gangster yesterday, he believe in Christ now. Scope on you, no mouthwash, you in my sight now. If I don't get a call from Slay, somebody dying. Like 9-7, you hard pressed, get the iron, yo, Slay. Fuck these niggas, dog.
Jealous niggas. Fuck up, I am tonight. No, no, jealous niggas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me bitch better. Me whip wetter. Me neck shine, me wrist blow. Me you can lose your life.
Nigga be on some real Compton shit. Nigga be out in New York doing whatever the fuck he wanna do. I'm just a thorough nigga. Five borough nigga. Project nigga from the west side of Compton. You know what it is. L.A., that's my shit. New York.
Crank up the volume.
You're listening to the Tony Central Podcast.
Starring Famine.
With co-host Mello.
Every Wednesday.
Straight hip-hop.
Crank up the volume.
Foxy Brown.
It's a
Yo, look, you know how I look at Foxy? Yo, you know how I look at Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim now? I look at Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim like Foxy, Remy Ma turned into what Foxy Brown should have been, and Nicki Minaj turned into what Lil' Kim could have been. You feel me? Or should have been.
Okay. Look at you talking that talk. Okay.
And what's Cardi? Eminem.
Nah, facts, I didn't though.
Okay.
I was telling you that.
Okay. Okay.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta put that on the t-shirt. We gotta put that on the t-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
Tony Central Shop.
New week, new episode. You're not listening to the Tony Central Podcast.
Yeah.
It be your host, Famine.
Uh-huh.
And Mello.
Cloudy.
And this week's guest is Jay Poe.
Uh-huh.
What up?
How you been, man?
Chilling, man. Just putting this work in, man. Getting ready for this mixtape to drop. Mm. You know what I mean?
Word. For those that tune in, you either on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Stitcher,
uh-huh.
SoundCloud, Podbay.
We are tune everywhere.
In, YouTube.
We
everywhere. This is season 2, episode 49 weeks straight.
Yeah. How many away from
we're
the
like,
finale?
What, three more for the birthday?
Yeah. That's
well, who are we gonna have for the grand finale? It's still a like, question, all right?
I know.
We'll wait until it comes out, I guess.
Okay. All right.
How you been, yo?
Yo, I'm chilling, brother. Cloudy as ever. You know what I mean? I mean, can't complain. How you feeling?
I'm good. I've been seeing you in the gym a lot.
Yeah. I'm trying to get, you
now,
know.
You know.
I'm trying to live.
Well, the reason I asked you is because you put that you've been having a membership for a long time.
Mad long.
What pulled the trigger now that said, you know what, I got to go now?
Yo, I'm 31.
And you
hit,
won?
Yeah. It hit me.
You were not young.
No, I mean, to some,
I'm at. Why did someone tell me I thought it was like 35?
Nah, I'm 31. And it hit me. It was just like, damn, you know what? I got to do something before I die. Like,
and you feel like
it's a dying, dog. Like, not for nothing. Like, look amongst our peers.
Yeah.
That goes like, what I said earlier, right? Smoking papers, man.
Ah, man. Yo, I'm trying to get this Dutch sponsorship right now, so I don't know about them papers, yeah. Yo, but
how you feeling though as far as like
now it's just the beginning. I mean, this is my third day in a row. You feel me? It's only the beginning. But it's been 11 days I haven't smoked a cigarette. That's my biggest accomplishment.
What?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've had my one or two days that I quit. But
how's that process, though? Like,
You feel it. It's not like on some, like, you, like, people that say they go cold turkey, they have a substitute. There's something going on, whether it's the gym, whether it's some, I don't think. If they do, then they're
blessing.
Beast. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, but
it's a lot mental. Though, but, yo, body wise, you feel that shit. Like, you want a bogey. Like,
and
especially when it's routine, you feel me? Like, when you get in your car, like, I was a car smoker. That's when I felt like I had to be doing something. Yeah. So now when I get in the car, it's like, man. But then I just think like, nah, I don't wanna die. And then I just, that's it. And then, I mean, that's what I just, I don't know. And then I just fiend for the next Cloudy.
What about you?
Now we got Poe in the building. This is like a return visit.
Yeah,
because he was never on Tony Central Podcast.
Though. Oh yeah, that's true.
That was on Basement Online Radio.
Yeah, and you were here.
And it was
with,
just something that I had on the stash.
And you were here with Post, right?
Shout out
to Post, he's in the building. You know, and so this time around.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
It sounds like a podcast.
Different energies.
I mean, as an artist as well.
Oh yeah, facts. That's a fact.
You have things that is going on right now.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Before we get into that, for those that didn't catch Basement Online Radio, where are you from?
From Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hackensack, New Jersey. Okay, yeah. And what made you get into music?
I always been into music, like, always, since I was a little nigga, like, I mean, like, I always been into music, but I just started taking it serious, like, the last, like, two years. You
know? Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, last 2 years, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 33.
You're on the third floor.
Yeah.
Third floor.
You're on the third floor, you with us.
Yeah.
All right, so last 2 years, you started taking it serious.
Yeah.
Damn, so that eliminates...
I started late, man, because I was just... You know what it was with me? I ain't believe it. Like, I'm like, niggas ain't making it nowhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just doing it for my niggas. Right? I was always making, like, freestyles and shit like that, but I was just doing it for the homies on the block.
Yeah.
And niggas around me and shit like that. I really wasn't trying to take it serious because I was too busy running the streets. But now I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to, I see niggas is winning.
Yeah.
And niggas is trash. And I see how they got there to win. I could get there to win, and I can actually rap. You feel me?
Yeah.
So let me take this shit. Let me take a shot at this shit. You feel me?
All right. So you said you were what?
33.
Yeah. 2 years ago, 31. Mm-hmm. So all right, I'm 31 right now.
I started late. Man.
So you started when, you know. So at any time when you were starting, did you say, "Damn, like there's an age limit for somebody"?
I felt like it at first. It was, like, me at first, I felt like it, and then I started seeing niggas, like, popping out of nowhere, went, like Casanova, this nigga, like, 29, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I see niggas still, and, like, Mozzie, another nigga that started coming up, he, like, 30, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, yo, this shit, I mean, like, age ain't about nothing, like, I mean, it's just the quality of music, you feel me?
True.
You
feel me? Okay, so...
2 Chainz ain't start popping till he was like 33. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I mean, so all right, but there had to was there an artist in particular that made you get into the like saying like, you know what, I wanna do this. Yeah.
For me it was more like the local niggas, seeing niggas from Jersey that like I knew when there was nothing. And like I'm gonna give an example. WAP, for instance, right?
Okay.
I was around, like, I don't know WAP personally or nothing. Like, I had a run-in with him, whatever. Like, my cousin know him. You know what I mean? Like, my little cousin know him. That's his homie. That was his homie for anything. I witnessed his come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I witnessed him being downtown, fucking passing out CDs. You know what I'm saying? When he was a nobody. I witnessed, you know what I mean, him not being fresh. You know what I'm saying? And him...
Yeah, taking you've seen this, it from
I
the
seen
bottom.
It come up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, damn, like these niggas. And I seen how they did it. Like, I could, like, me, if you got a little bit of paper and you really got the business mind for this shit, you can make this shit happen. That's what made me, like, oh, this shit real. Like, you feel me? Like, I seen what Nit did and niggas investing money and making these moves and taking these trips and making shit happen. Like, okay, nigga, I remember Nit riding around Patterson in a little gray Volkswagen. I remember that with the hair never done, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I remember that. You know what I'm saying? I remember I seen it come up. Like, okay, this shit real. You feel me?
So, you start getting into it.
Yeah.
What was your first approach? What was your first plan of action?
My first plan of action was just... I don't even know, because I've been putting out freestyles. Like, that's all I used to do was put out freestyles for years. I guess I started taking this shit serious. Like, my first move was, like, putting out good quality music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got with, like, fucking with Post. Like, that's another thing that got me into this shit, too, because this nigga wild talented.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was on some shit, like... For a minute, he was on some shit like he wasn't fucking with the music no more. And I'm like, you bugging, nigga. You way too talented. All right, so I know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go hard with this shit. Get you motivated, because you motivated is only going to make me motivated. Right? Right. So that was my first move. You know what I mean? Like, just motivation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope. Now, did y'all have a project or something?
Yeah, we had New Lords. That was like, we ain't even... That shit should have got way more plays. But we just ain't. You know what I mean, it wasn't all together yet. You feel me?
And that's available where?
It's on SoundCloud. I think we just put it on SoundCloud. Yeah.
SoundCloud. Yeah. Okay. And that was your first. That was your first project.
Yeah, that was really. Well, I put a project out before that. Yeah. On some just like, let me just do something real quick. It was like a freestyle. It was called Blockbook the Advertiser.
Who heard your first verse? Who heard your first like? that first verse that you wrote, who heard that? You remember?
Damn, my first verse, you mean ever in life?
I mean, shit, you said you started when 31.
Yeah, yeah, so like, alright, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying I've always been rapping, but I just started, like, actually, like, I'm gonna put out music and let people know I rap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
okay.
I was recording and putting out freestyles here and there, but for my homies.
Oh,
like,
so everybody already kind of knew what you was coming like, with already.
Yeah, like, but niggas ain't know I really, like, niggas is just now catching on. Like, oh, this nigga really could rap. He really, you know what I mean? He nice. Because before, it was like, you ain't know I rapped unless you really knew me.
Yeah.
Type shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. Like, so now, I like, niggas that don't even know me is fucking with me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like that now. Like, you feel me?
Okay, okay. So so when did the performance come into play?
Like, last year. Like, the beginning of 2017.
And how does that feel? For a 32-year-old to get on a stage for, you know, like, the first time and start performing. And
you know what it is?
Because that's different. Confident. I mean, as a youngin', you have that different...
But I'm,
you have that energy.
I'm confident, you know what though. I mean? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm confident in myself. Like, my first show actually was, like, 2 years ago, matter of fact. It was in New York at Club Drama or some shit like that. I forgot what it was, but... I ain't gonna front, I was nervous, but I got confidence in myself. Like, I know I'm nice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't look, nigga, you look at me, you hear my music, nigga, you wouldn't know I was in my 30s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't even, that age shit ain't about nothing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still get with the best of them, talk that talk, and you gonna fuck with it, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, like, facts.
That's it, like, I never thought about that, oh shit, I'm in my 30s trying to take this shit serious.
Yeah.
Like, that never came across my mind, because niggas ain't, like, this shit is authentic, like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, everything that I'm talking about and the music I'm putting out is real life shit. Like, everything is no fraud and everything is authentic. And niggas that really know me know that, you know what I mean? So I never thought about that, because I was just talking my shit, like.
So you know? your first project was it a duo with Post?
Project was just a freestyle mixtape. Like, I just put it out on that piff. Like, on some, like, I'm taking this shit serious. I'm gonna let niggas know I'm taking this shit serious. Let me put together some freestyles.
What's the name of that?
It's called Block Work the Appetizer.
All right. And it's only on Dat Piff?
Yeah, it's only on Dat Piff.
All right. And then what happened? And after that?
No, it's on SoundCloud too. I'm bugging.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when you got into the project with Post?
Yeah, after that, that's when we did the New Lord shit. Because we was just, that New Lord shit just came about. We was just writing so much music together. It was just like, yo, we got a fucking tape.
Okay.
Let's put something together, you feel me? All
right. And
then, like, he had the Strictly for the Gods thing he was running with, you know what I mean? So, I'm like, damn, New Lords, we the new niggas, like, you feel me? We the new niggas about to come through, feel me? Like, on some shit and let niggas know who we are. So, that's what we named
it. Nigga Post had, like, 10 albums, bro.
Yeah. Post been doing this shit.
Always
for
working
a minute
on different albums and shit.
Yeah. It's like a different shit for years.
Now, after that, you know, You did the collab album. When did you step into, you know, your own and say, you know what, I'm gonna do a project all on my own with original stuff?
Cause that was always the plan. Ever since I was like, yo, I'm gonna take this shit serious. Block Work was always the plan. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I put out Block Work the Appetizer. The New Lords was just some in between shit. You feel me? And then it was like Post was known, like, he known for rapping and shit like that. So it was only right, like, all right, boom, we're going to put something out together, because nobody knows me, really, locally, not even locally, really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that helped boost my shit up real quick, and I mean, we put a little light promotion, but that shit wasn't really what it should have been, I mean, but niggas, anybody who heard it, like, oh, y'all niggas is violating, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even between that, I was dropping music, like, every week type shit, you feel me? Just to let niggas know I'm not playing, like, I'm here.
Oh, so it was a consistent...
Yeah, I've been consistent for, like, the last year and a half. Like,
that's what's up.
Where's mine?
Okay, and now what's the game plan right now? What you got in order right now?
Blockwork dropping January 19th.
January 19th.
That's gonna solidify shit right there. Like, let niggas know, like, I mean, I ain't playing. Like, you niggas better get right. Like, from the bottom of music, like, we here. Like,
was there a warm up single or anything that you put out for
that?
Yeah.
First I had dropped a joint with Fuego.
Okay.
Called My Side and shit. It's on the tape and shit.
You shot a visual for that?
Nah, I ain't shoot a visual for that. Okay. I ain't shoot a, but that's the bring it back shit you thinking about.
Yeah, okay. That was
supposed to be for a whole nother project that never came out.
So that was a single.
That was a single, yeah. That's a single.
Okay.
So, but My Side is another single. That's for Block Work that I did with Frigo. That's some dumbed down shit. That's for the niggas who, for the Zan heads and for the niggas who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Want dab and all the other shit. That's that, you know what I mean? Like, not even on the whole funny shit, but nah. But that's what that is for. Like, that's for the finesse rappers and all that shit, you feel what I'm saying? Just to let niggas know, like, I'm versatile. I could get with it all, you feel me? And
Is Fuego considered, like, part of your camp?
Nah. Fuego, he doing his own thing. Like, we just did so much music with Fuego. Like, it just seemed
Because I feel
like
that's where I saw, like, I got introduced him.
Yeah. Like, because Joe was doing mad beats for the nigga, like him and Joe was working crazy together, and then me and him did joints. Post and Fuego got like 3 joints. It was just at the time we was just working together crazy.
Nice. So for the block work joint, you got that single that you put out with Fuego.
Yeah.
And have you put out a visual for any singles yet?
Yeah, what I was doing, some marketing strategizing on some shit like. God, my dope process is different. Like, this is what I did. Like, I'm gonna drop some singles, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna drop some visuals that's not even out. I'm not even gonna drop a single for these shits. Just visuals. So you gotta watch the video to even. So if you fuck with the song, you gotta watch the video type shit.
Okay.
Just to get the buzz up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit worked. I dropped the intro. No, I dropped the outro. I dropped, what else I dropped? I think I just dropped that. What I dropped? The outro? The video for the outro. I'm about to drop the interlude. I dropped R&S.
One time.
Yeah, one time. One time is on the album, on the mixtape, but I ain't put the single out yet. I just dropped the visual for it. So if you fuck with the song, you only way you're gonna be able to listen to it is through YouTube.
All on YouTube, that's right. And who directed those visuals?
Post.
Or Post.
Yeah. Post.
Yeah,
chop my post, man.
Yeah, right.
If we on our shit, I'm telling you, like, that's another thing. Like, I'm
so you got an advantage right now.
Yeah, nah, you know what it is. Niggas don't. I look at the formula. It's formats of this shit, man. Like, look at how French did it. Look at how. I looked at niggas that came from nothing and where they at now, mm-hmm. nigga. They had a team with them. They had a. You know what I mean? Like, it was a real team. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what niggas be lacking. Like, so we put together a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the bottom up, it's Joe, Post, me, and, like, Joe's our producer, engineer.
Yeah, shout out to Joe, because.
Yeah.
He's working.
Yeah, word. Shout out Joe. Nigga, and Post is the videographer now, feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that just came about like on some shit. Like, he just was like, yo, I want to try, I could do that. We watching other niggas' videos, like, yo, I could do that. Say that, we're gonna go half on the camera, nigga.
So what happened to Strictly for the Gods? What happened with that?
Yeah, Strictly for the Guys, boom. Strictly for the Gods was a yeah, I'm gonna keep it 100. Strictly for it was a brand for Post. Like, Post had that. That was his idea. But shit ain't go right with that. Like, shit ain't, like, niggas wasn't moving right. It was just too much going on and not enough going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But who was considered Strictly for the Guys?
Strictly for the Guys was me, Post, Joe, and Twins.
Okay.
That was
and from the bottom up, it's the same people, different.
It's less one less, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's without Twins. It's from the but from the bottom up, I always was repping from the bottom up. If Strictly for the Gods would have did what it was supposed to do, it would have been like a collaboration from the bottom up and Strictly for the Gods. You know what I'm saying? Like, we repping each other's shit, but that Strictly for the Gods shit, you know what I mean, didn't work out because it was just too much going on and not enough at the same time. So I just, me and Potions was like, yo, front and bottom up. Like, we gonna put this work in because niggas is playing, so let's get right and show niggas, like, you feel what I'm saying? It was on some shit like that. Like, we had a point to prove type shit, you feel me? Like we don't, you know what I mean? We could do this shit ourselves type shit, you feel me? We proved that point, you know what I mean? Went half on the camera. Nigga Post, niggas was watching Wild tutorials, so he got nice, like, real niggas.
So you,
like,
did your research and all of that?
Yeah, we did our research on what a camera to get. All right, we gonna get this camera, we gotta get these lenses, like, nigga, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I got a photographer, shout out Aaron, you know what I mean? Like,
nice.
So when I step out, nigga, if I need a photographer, I need a photo shoot, I don't gotta go out and spend all this money. I wanna shoot a video, I don't gotta spend $1,000 every time I wanna shoot. I've done it, I've spent money, like, I got 100 in a piece video. I spent money on videos. Yeah. I'm like, why do that when I can just buy my own camera, post, when I got an interest in shooting videos and editing, nigga, let's make this shit happen ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is that not everybody thinks like that.
Exactly. That's why niggas don't be winning.
You gotta have some kind of, not, you know, no offense to Post, you know, but you gotta have some kind of confidence, you know,
nah,
what I mean?
That's a fact.
If we say, yo, let's go have fun on camera and start shooting some videos, you know, I might be like, damn, I don't know.
You
like,
know what it
not
is?
Not you, even but if he, I might be like, damn.
Even if
you know,
he didn't have a confidence.
What if he don't shoot?
Because it'd be times he don't be having confidence. I push that nigga, like on some shit like, nigga, we would've never got that, keep it 100, we would never got that camera if I really wasn't like, yo, let's go have fun on camera, I got the bread right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't be, nah, real nigga shit. Niggas don't be having the motivation to really make shit happen. I got that motivation because I really want to win. Yeah. Like, I'm in my 30s. I don't got time to play with this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this shit got to happen now or it ain't going to never happen. And I don't got that time to waste. You feel
what I'm saying? Well, maybe the reason why you feel like that because you haven't been burned yet.
What you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's still early.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people feel like they ain't going nowhere or they feel like giving up is because it's always the same shit going on.
But so that's why I make sure I stay on my toes, nigga. Ask this nigga. I be getting on niggas. Yo, my nigga, let's do this. Let's, like, after we leave here, nigga, we shooting the video, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I work, I trap, all that, nigga. I don't be having, nigga, there ain't enough hours in a day for me. I still make shit happen. I'm arguing with my bitch, all that, my nigga, just to make shit happen. Like, real life shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just had a newborn, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Congrats,
appreciate it. I'm not letting none of that slow me down, though, nigga. Like, niggas have kids and slow down with the music shit. Nah, nigga, I just had a newborn. She like 12 days old, nigga. I'm still going in, nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not letting nothing stop me. Because at the end of the day, nigga, I'm trying to make it, nigga. I'm not going to make it without the footwork. You feel me? And when you really make it, it's like that. You think these niggas got time to just chill? These niggas is always interview to interview, show to show, nigga, city to city, nigga. You feel me? Like,
now, do you feel, I'm gonna ask this, not a time limit,
yeah,
but do you feel like you have a cutoff point? Like, there's a point that you have to say, I don't know if, like, what's success to you first? What's making it to you is
having some shit, some land in my name. That's what it's really about. I'm not in, I ain't trying to be a rapper till I'm 40. I'm trying to get in this shit, nigga, and own some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm nice and I'm gonna do it for as long as I could do it. But the goal is, niggas been rapping for a hobby for how many years? Niggas ain't got time for this shit to be a hobby. I'm trying to get a bag, nigga. You feel me?
Yeah, it's real.
Where it's mine. Once I get a bag, I'm investing in some shit. So when rap don't work no more, nigga, I'm on to the next thing, nigga. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
word.
I'm on it like that, nigga. Like, I'm trying to own some shit. I ain't trying to die and only thing I'm leave behind is my last name. You feel me? Like, hell no, nigga.
That's true.
That's even if this rap shit don't work, nigga. I'm gonna get a bag either in the streets or this rap shit, nigga. Either one of the or, nigga.
Yeah, but we wanna.
Nah, we gonna keep it positive. This is my dope process. I'm not gonna die and just leave behind my last name. If this rap shit don't work, I'm gonna do something else.
Yeah, because that's why I asked what's success, because you'll say something like, yo, this, if it don't work. But, I mean, what if what you're doing right now is somebody's dream?
Yeah, nah, this is my dream too.
You know
this
what I mean?
This is my dream too. Yeah. But you gotta deal with reality. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you gotta make sure this can't be plan A, B, C, and D, nigga. Right. This is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is a dream that I'm chasing. I'm gonna put my all into it, but I got a backup plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to. That's just being realistic. Or you gonna, nigga, my pops told me one time, nigga, a person who fails to plans to fail. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Real nigga shit.
Yeah, that's real.
That's real. And I live by that, my nigga.
Talk. Yeah.
Nah, real nigga shit. I live by that, my nigga. Like, you gotta have a plan, my nigga. This rap shit, I want, nigga, with everything in me. I'm sacrificing money, time, nigga, everything, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Well, time is number one.
Yeah.
Because money comes and goes, but time is something you'll never get back.
I'm sacrificing the money putting into this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the investment.
Yeah, you gotta invest in this shit. Like,
that's another reason why niggas
don't be getting nowhere, because you gotta invest. Like, you can't spend all your money on clothes and getting high and you just putting out shit on SoundCloud. That shit ain't gonna happen. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas don't even really be listening to SoundCloud no more. Like, it's over for that shit. Like, you gotta invest in your shit and get your shit on platforms where niggas can actually hear that shit and shit really can happen for you.
Yeah.
I know that. And even if I don't got the bread to do everything I want. I'm gonna do what I can do until I can. You know what I mean, you feel me? Like I know what need to be done. Like I'm in this shit for real. Like, cause my life besides rap is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to escape some shit and change my life forever type shit. You feel me?
Do you feel like right now as an artist you found your sound?
Yeah, hell yeah. Cause when I first started taking this shit serious, I still had that old flow. I still had that.
Wait. Hold up. You can't wait. Nah, he said that nonchalantly.
Nah,
like,
I'm
he was
keep it 100.
Keep going. Hold up. That old flow.
Yeah, I still got the old flow now.
What is that? What is
time,
that?
But it's time
what
for that.
What
the slow, the slow, the slow, the slow bar, the slow bar for bar flow. You know what I'm saying? The
yo,
yeah, you feel me? Like, I still got that flow. I'm not dissing it. Don't get it twisted. I still got that flow from when the time is right for that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I still talk that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I still can hop on a nigga. I still put out freestyles. Like, that's my shit. That's what I base my shit off.
All right,
for.
So that's that. That's what you. That's what you grew up on and all that.
Yeah.
So as an artist, do you feel like you have to cater your sound to what's going on right now?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If you want to make it, if you want to pop, you want to get a buzz, hell yeah. Even if you're not switching, you got to fuck with these new beats or fuck with these new flows, one or the other. You know what
I don't understand why, though. I never understood that.
Because these new niggas, that's what they want to hear. These young niggas, this generation, they don't want to hear all that rapping.
But you don't. Whoa.
Nah, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm
this nigga's rapping right now.
I'm rap, my nigga. Don't get it twisted. I'm talking my talk. Ball for ball and anything I hop on.
Yeah.
But it's just, you gotta be able to finesse it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to finesse it.
Yeah, you're right.
My thing is cause like we talk about
So it's more adapted.
Yeah, it's more adapted. Like, I'm not saying bars is everything. Nigga, I would never hop on.
Yeah, so it's not like you're catering. You're not going full mumble.
Yeah, I'm not
you're just adapting.
Yeah, I'm just adapting to the situation.
Okay, yeah.
Word.
But my thing is, this is the thing where I come into play, right? And I have conversations.
Okay, here you go.
Facts are facts.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean? And yes, the youth run the world when it comes to music.
They always did. Every generation.
They run the market. They run the market.
They do. But what you gotta understand is, like, people saying, oh, if I don't make that sound, I'm not gonna pop. You know what I mean? So how these J. Cole's and Kendrick Lamar and all these niggas pop?
Because
feel free to tune. Y'all could throw an opinion.
I'm not saying you not gonna pop if you don't cater to it, but it helps. Because you gotta think about it. J. Cole did it when he first came out. When J. Cole first came out, he was making songs that he really wasn't into making. Like his hit songs, his first couple hit songs, he even said it in an interview. Like, those wasn't the type of music he was really trying. But he knew he had to make that to get where he wanted to get to.
That's why he did that song, I Let Nas Down.
Yeah, you feel me?
But my thing, this is the thing. The trap and the new youth, all the littles making their music.
Yeah.
I understand what they doing. But this is the problem with that music. Okay. And people are not seeing it. What's going on now is the same thing that happened with reggaeton. It's over flooding.
Yeah,
it's and what's going to happen now? It's going to come to the point like, oh, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing.
Like,
it's
going to
be
like,
very hard. The only way you're going to stand out now is the way you look. Not the music.
Originality helps too. Because everybody sounds the same.
I didn't even think about it. All these niggas that are doing that type of music, they all look the same.
No. You
niggas got tattoos in their face. They all look the same, bro. Come on. You don't tell me no?
Nah.
All of them.
You do got a point.
Now niggas is changing their hair because it's like, I can't do nothing else with my face.
The
traditional hip-hop shell. Now
they're rock stars. You can't compare that to reggaeton, man. Hell no, I can't
live that. What I'm talking about is when reggaeton started going huge, right? And you were on it.
Yeah.
End of 04 to 05.
Yeah.
It was so big that anything, you just had a reggaeton beat and people would listen to it.
This music is not dying now.
It's not dying.
It's not dying.
It's not dying.
Because then you're saying the producers of right now are trash and they're
But you gotta understand.
These beats are crazy.
That's like,
exactly,
I'm glad you
at the
said
moment,
that.
But you gotta understand.
Because reggaeton, everything was the same.
Yeah.
These niggas are doing
some
crazy shit.
Like Metro Boomin, look, perfect
example.
Metro Boomin, right? When he first came out, he was making all Young Thug Future type beats. That's all he was making, Young Thug Future type beats. This nigga evolved so much as a producer. This nigga just did it. He doing joint albums with niggas you wouldn't even like. Why? Like,
but
this
that's a Metro Boomin. But that's what you gotta Even Timbaland said it. Timbaland's like, yo, I don't fuck with hip-hop music no more. He does different production. And that's what happened with the producers. Producers are good forever. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. The artist is where you're going to get stuck if you don't move. The music that is going on now is dope.
But now, but that's what I'm saying. But, that's
but
what
it's going to move.
After a while?
Yeah.
I understand. But there was a period of time that he said, it's like Mike Will. If you listen to Mike Will in the beginning now, it's way different.
They got to evolve.
They got to evolve.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So the whole sound itself is evolving.
No,
sound
DJ Mustard. You know, DJ
look,
Mustard.
As much as.
Made, I'm like, it's a DJ
as much as the sound.
It's like an R&B song.
But when was the last time you heard Mustard on the radio?
No, but you know what's the crazy shit? You know what's the crazy shit? That is so big now that it's going to carry reggaeton. So niggas that was doing reggaeton is now doing trap.
Yeah, that trap Latin shit, that shit is lit.
So now it's like, gonna carry that genre too.
Yo, shout out to
that's just my perfect example.
Trap
that's
Latin rappers out there, nigga. I'm trying to, if you want to fuck with me, holler at me, man. I'll hop on a trap. I'm trying to fuck with that shit. Why is that? Nah, real nigga shit. That shit fire.
Is
I don't even know what niggas be saying. That shit just sound crazy.
Nah, that's
the perfect example.
I'm on the same
zone. Listen, but that's the perfect example I'm trying to say. Them niggas are sounding because that's what's sounding now. If them
yeah,
niggas
now they sound like
records
the
records a couple years ago,
yeah,
nobody would have paid mind to them.
Yeah.
But it's a part. When you a DJ, you're blending the records in. People don't give a, you're in a club, you drink, niggas don't give a fuck.
But
that's
isn't
what's
that,
going
but
on.
Doesn't that come down to an error thing? Because
exactly.
That's the
but
same
that's
thing
what,
in the 90s.
Exactly, but that's what I'm trying to say. It's an error now, and then something has to happen. To it could change.
It's going the bars is changing though. The bars is coming back.
But bars never left.
Nah, they for a minute. For a minute, it was quiet. Yeah, my nigga. It was quiet for niggas who could rap.
Who?
Yo, for a minute, it was quiet for niggas who could rap, my nigga.
Yeah,
but how?
I don't know. Like, I would say the Cash Money era, like the Wayne
it was quiet
era.
But they don't rap.
Like the Snap era. You remember the Laffy Taffy era?
Okay, but they were coming
it was
out.
Quiet.
But
then after that,
but niggas were still dropping
rap
music.
But look,
no
yeah, but look, you got those are elite. Yo, my nigga.
How though?
Look.
That's what I don't understand. Like you saying that, okay, dumb, whatever.
Laffy Taffy.
Exactly. While you had niggas like Immortal Technique selling 100,000 at the trunk.
Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, no.
But
no,
that, but
the top record name was one of the signings.
He said,
no, I'm independent.
But he developed already. Like,
yeah, it's certain elite rappers that are never like Hov, Eminem.
Like Tech N9ne even.
Like Eminem could put out an album at any time, any drop, like any, and it's always going to be lit. It's always going to do numbers. You know what I'm saying?
I heard Basuda
against any, like anything that's like mumble rap is what's popping right now. But Drake or Eminem just dropped the album doing the mumble rap era. Huh? It was Basuda. That shit was fire, my nigga. I fucked with it, my nigga. That shit was fire, my nigga. I fucked as a rapper, my nigga. I fucked with it, my nigga.
I tell you this, you heard the remix he dropped.
Yo, this nigga.
Yo, this nigga
is the worst critic of music,
music,
though. Yo, he's the, you can't listen to him when it comes to music.
You listen to the
though.
Remix, and that's why it tells you that no artist will ever fuck with M, bro.
No, I agree to an extent. M is that nigga. M is M.
Forever.
But that album is whack. It don't matter.
And it's whack. Just like Jay-Z. Oh, like Jay-Z had Kingdom Come, it was whack.
Yeah.
Everybody always got a whack album.
Yeah, Kingdom Come was whack. I hate that word.
Everybody has a whack album. Lil Wayne did it when he tried to do the rock shit. Everybody has a whack album. And when you're a legend, you got a pass for that.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you this, he's gonna come back. He ain't gonna retire after this
but,
album.
But the bars right now is coming back because you got like niggas like Dave East, Don Q, fucking like these niggas is rapping.
Joyner Lucas,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what happened to the niggas like Jadakiss and Fabulous?
Even Uncle Murder coming back, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
they never left.
But niggas is more yo. But Uncle Murder, niggas wasn't checking for Uncle Murder. 3 years ago? Four years ago?
You gotta understand, Murder is in the label now. It's different.
But nah, but even he making the same exact music he was making 45 years ago.
But Kiss and Fab, that's almost like expected of them.
Yeah, nah, they legends. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. They
we're talking about
what's
like,
going on.
The people that's
gonna,
like.
We're talking about being nice, we're talking about being popping.
Nah, they nice, but you did
nice. But we're talking about nice and popping.
I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about you said bars is coming back. I'm saying bars never left.
Nah, but they did. I'm talking about in the spotlight. I'm talking about the spotlight. They left the spotlight
in the mainstream.
Like bars left the spotlight.
Okay, but that's because y'all didn't want to listen to it.
Now what are you saying?
Nah, that's a fact.
Because okay,
hold
on. Nah, you saying like we?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is, my thing is, if it's not on
the
radio, it's not popping.
But nah, you know. what you blame? You know what I blame? I blame New York radio for that, my nigga.
Ooh. Okay. No, I blame record labels for that.
Yeah, record labels too, and New York radio, because New York radio, us, all they was playing for like a 10 years, man.
But you know,
was down south,
they do what they gotta do.
Yeah. So in the
we had a guest that explained that before.
So
right?
in the midst of all of this,
you got exclusive contracts. Only
how do you cater your sound to what's going on right now without fitting? Because I mean, how would you feel if somebody walked up to you and like, yeah, you're a mumble rapper?
Nah, that never happened, because I'm giving niggas substance. Like I'm giving like I'm talking, but my whole thing is beat selection. I'm a big sampler. I like sample beats. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
But I don't.
Who's your favorite producer?
Wait, time out. This nigga talking about. You're a big sample person, but then you talk about you gotta jump on records that is popping out to pop.
But this is what I'm saying. Listen. I pick sample. My sample beats is not like the what you was. I pick sample beats that's like, damn, this shit. Like the drum pattern is with the times. Like if you like Blockwork, the single, right? It's the producer for Nico. He sampled the Uchiwali beat, right? But the way he sampled it, it ain't like some shit like you would expect, like 5 years ago sample, like some Dipset shit or that.
Yo.
It's sampled like on some, like I'm rapping, I'm using my flow, I'm finessing the flow, but I'm still giving niggas bars.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
I want to ask family a question real quick, because I don't know how I feel about this. How would you feel? What's your favorite Wu-Tang song?
It's hard, bro.
All right, let's just think, what's your favorite mainstream one?
Of Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
You have a lot.
Or any.
You have
Cream. Cream. All right, Cream.
Yeah, protect your neck.
All right, Cream. Let's say Cream. Because how would you feel? How do you feel when somebody
when
takes
up? Renew it?
Yeah, but they make it trap and southern. How do you feel about that?
I honestly, like, to be honest with you, if it sounds dope, it sounds dope. I don't hate on it.
I don't.
Like, some of them, like, for example, right, Cream. Yeah. Not Cream. Ice Cream, the one from Ray.
Yeah.
French redid it.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Vado did it on his last mixtape.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
It sounded dope, you know what I mean? Look at French. French did a lot of fucking renews, you know what I mean?
And
that's all he does. Like,
and that's
the big
that's the type of time I be on with the samples, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I'm still able to rap. I'm still able to talk that talk, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always going to talk. I don't care if it's a trap beat or not. I'm going to talk my talk on there, and it's going to be like, damn, this nigga could rap. But I'm going to still finesse it to where these niggas, like, I mean, these little niggas, I got little niggas around the way right now that love my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all on the gram dumping my shit. And I'm...
But you know why, Jay? Not because of your bars, it's because the beat selection you play.
Exactly. But the bars, too.
And that's what it...
Still,
no,
I'm
and
talk,
I'm not
yeah,
saying
but
the
beat
bars
selection,
is not
the, yeah, but
it's
the beat,
that. Because
exactly.
If you would put it... Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to say. It's because it was hot at the moment.
Yeah.
Once... Niggas move to the next. I'm telling you, y'all gonna remember this.
Yeah, but that's what. Like, but nah, but that's how. That's called longevity. If you able to every time it switch up, look at Diddy, look at Hov, look at like 444. You listen to them beats on 444. Them shits. Some of them shits.
It don't sound like trap.
But nah, he what's the shit with the Jamaicans? That my nigga. That's some trap sample shit, nigga.
Yeah,
you feel me?
So that's the wave. That this project is on right
now. Yeah. I'm still giving niggas substance, but you're gonna be able to. I'm giving everybody a piece of everything. I mean, I got joints for the ladies up there, and it ain't okay. No, like, you feel me? Like, I got some, I'm telling you, I got some shit.
We're gonna continue, but let's take a quick break.
Yeah. Cloudy
on the Tony Central Podcast, Season 2, Episode 49. We got DJ Kenny Manuva on the mix. We'll be right back.
You are now rocking with DJ Kenny Manuva on the mix, exclusively on the Tony Central Podcast.
Tony Central Podcast.
10 toes, yeah, I stand on it. Keep winning, yeah, I plan on it. Bars dope, put a stamp on it. You getting bread, put your mans on it. Cause niggas eating off that block work. Niggas creeping for that block work. Niggas riding for that block work. Niggas dying for that block work. My heart died when moms died. I'm an atheist with heavy block ties. I ain't never looked in a guy's eyes, but I saw the reaper letting shots fly. From the bottom, how we came up. No dick riding, get my name up. I'm forever loyal, never change up. Got the 40 on me that'll change stuff. I keep it a buck with my niggas. I show love with my niggas, but watch how they come for a nigga. As soon as I come up on niggas, cause when it start paying and niggas, I'm faking, I swear it's a dub for them niggas. I gotta keep one up on niggas, cause I know it's no love for them niggas. I don't be written forms just to look fly. I'ma own this shit when I push mines. Buzz slow like I push dimes. I don't suck dick, so it took time. Niggas just now catching on. I'ma do this for the dead and gone. All the guys behind the prison wall, do your time, never snitch it on. 10 toes, yeah, I stand on it. Keep winning, yeah, I'm playing on it. Bars dope, put a stamp on it. You getting bread, put your mans on it. Cause niggas eating off that block work. Niggas creeping for that block work. Niggas riding for that block work. Niggas dying for that block work. I spend my nights in the trap. Run it up and then I bring it back. Risk it all just to count a stack. I got it on me, I don't never lack. Niggas broke and these niggas whack. Talk tough, all on the track. In real life, most of these niggas rats. I ain't never told, you can check the stats. Third eye on a D-boy. Niggas really be a decoy. Buzz coming, I be P-noy. Watch the glow on me, Bruce Leroy. Want the rollie with a dab of ranch. I be getting to it, so I got the chips. Moving plants like a botanist. Keep winning on them so the ops is pissed. I can tell you what the numbers like. You a fuck boy, then your numbers high. Niggas start beefing, then they running high. Niggas mixtapes be a bunch of lies. Stand up for what I believe. So when I'm going, at least admit something. I go hard cause the rent coming. And to top it off, I got a kid coming. Ten toes, yeah, I stand on it. Keep winning, yeah, I'm playing on it. Bars dope, put a stamp on it. You getting bread, put your mans on it. Cause niggas eating off that block work. Niggas creeping for that block work. Niggas riding for that block work. Niggas dying for that block work. Ten toes, yeah, I stand on it. Keep winning, yeah, I'm playing on it. Bars dope, put a stamp on it. You getting bread, put your mans on it. Cause niggas eating off that block work. Niggas creeping for that block work. Niggas riding for that block work. Niggas dying for that block
boss nigga on 50, talk down, you silly, hit a stain, 50 bands or 100, spinning through your block like a pop shove it, shoot at me, I'm shooting back, I'm getting bucket,
D's on the block, ay, just let a nigga know. Ay, got guns, weed, and pills. Ay, got Molly for the low. Ay, I might sell 100 bricks, ay, but I never sell my soul. Ay, I might sell 100 bricks, ay, but I never sell my soul. D's on the block, just let a nigga know. Got guns, weed, and pills. Got Molly for the low. I might sell 100 bricks, but I never sell my soul. I might sell 100 bricks, but I never sell my soul. I got the D on the block, but I'm trying to keep from the locks. I'm just chasing after guap while I'm running from the box. Niggas throwing 400 likes, I've been grinding 400 nights. Never changed cause I love the life, I'm always with it if the money right. Hoopty driver but a Benz lover, no love for the fence jumpers. Switch sides and you been suckers, been getting to about 10 summers. Work bad is not ours, moving dumb that is not smart. Stay away from them cop cars, God is great, law walk bar. Coming up I used to pump fire, kept bass rhyming like an umpire. Was a bad boy turned rough rider, he get the kiss of death if a Trump tries. He's on the block, ay, just let a nigga know, ay. Got guns, weed, and pills, ay. Got Molly for the low, ay. I might sell 100 bricks, ay. But I never sell my soul, ay. I might sell 100 bricks, ay. But I never sell my soul, ay. When a D's on the block, just let a nigga know. Got guns, weed, and pills. Got Molly for the low. I might sell 100 bricks, but I never sell my soul. I might sell 100 bricks, but I never sell my soul.
Tony Central Podcast.
SFTV, every song you niggas know that. Young, black, and every single picture, that's a Kodak. And you know I get the money, so she do it like a dancer. Looking like Sway, how Sway, y'all niggas don't got the answer. Niggas said they gon' pull up, well I'm right here on Lakeview. Y'all niggas trap lord selling apes, you a rat and a snake too. I've been traveling since the bleep phones, no label like the Migos. Said I'm low looking for the D's though, low looking for the D's though. Five chains, 10 summers, now my shit do numbers, you look like a come up. Now my niggas about to come up, yeah, SFTG booming.
D's on the block, ay, just let a nigga know, ay. Got guns, weed, and pills, ay. Got Molly for the low, ay. I might sell 100 bricks, ay. But I never sell my soul, ay. I might sell 100 bricks, ay. But I never sell my soul, ay.
When a D's on the block, just let a nigga know. Got guns, weed, and pills. Got Molly for the low. I might sell 100 bricks, but I never sell my soul. I might sell 100 bricks, but I never sell my soul.
Dedication 6. Of course.
DJ Kenny Maneuver. DJ Kenny Maneuver. DJ Kenny Maneuver.
Tony Central Podcast.
More life and dying. Yeah. Alright, I got it. Yeah. Super Bowl goals. I'm at the crib of Puff. He got Kaepernick on the phone. He in a whole different mode. Angel head, 2 a.m. for being whole. Just to show them how I treat the city like my humble abode. Hey, tell me if TD Bank is approving loans. I'm thinking of paying Wayne with Universal O's. My nigga spent a lifetime going platinum and gold. He should own half of the label, shit out of control. Somebody get Larry Jackson on the phone. I need some ownership if we press and go. Cause business is booming on behalf of me. I need a bite out of the apple like Adam and Eve. We gon' have to break the Billy curse. I need my paper long like a milli verse, or too long like a sentence from a Philly judge. Fuck is the point in all the beefing when we really blood? Nobody wins when a family feuds, nigga. Everybody gotta eat, we can't exclude niggas. I'm at the crib expanding pools and expanding rooms, adding her mom's bars with tanning boots, nigga. That's truth, no boost, nigga. But this isn't all about calling truce. I'm still dishing out verbal abuse. That shit could get reintroduced if somebody got something they urgent to prove, nigga. Inspiring to the youth. New Year's Eve looking like a royal flush. Way we all in the same suit. I'm Hall of Fame in the booth, nigga. My karma making the news, nigga. This pudding tastes like the proof, nigga. If I ever see Trump, he better salute, niggas. Much as we do, nigga.
Yeah. I could care less about the squad. I don't connect when I'm flying. I'm on a jet and it's mine. I just hope the weather is fine. I took the jet to Dubai. I took the jet to Milan. I took the jet way to Africa. Shout out my nigga Akon. Yo, bitch sweating my squad. Please get the sweat out of the eye. I put the dick in the spine. I put that bitch in the prime. Don't get my credit declined. Give all the credit to moms. I flipped the bird at the bird. It was for dinner Popeyes. These chickens got bird flu. And they chirp chirp too. Always sung, never flew. These boys hot girls too. If money grow on trees, I climb and rest in that bitch. Build a tree house and knock the bird nest out that bitch. Stuck my neck out and shit. Then got the heck out that shit. And when I did, I took the special effect out that shit. Told you ever on this bitch. The best thing left from this bitch. All you niggas some bitches. I feel like heifer on this bitch. You call it Stephanie, I call it Steph on this bitch. Now back to whipping the baby on some stepmama shit. I come direct with my shit. I come correct with my shit. A blank check on your face. Put some respect on my shit. Branches starting to shake. Here come the leaves, get the rake. I want my piece of the cake. It should be sweeter than cake. Here come the leaves, get the rake. And we ain't leaving the rake. We made the cleanest escape. Although I bleeped in your face. You play with the right one today. Your flag is a white one today. You wearing them tight ones today. Check me all right one today. You playing with fire today. The angel and lion, the great. Oh my God. Lightning striking twice in this place. Should we make a wish or should we make it right in this place? All this motherfucking beef, I need some rice on this
DJ
plate.
Talk to your wife
today. Tony Central Podcast. Say, talk to the... Oh, man.
Oh, this is what we doing. I gotta get cocky on this one. I gotta get a little bocky on this one, you heard? You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Car came with a slut in it. Then I made the bitch come in it. Double cupping it, no lean, just a red punch with the rum in it. Silky on, fresh white tee with the constructs on, thuggin' it. The block hot, so I'm tucking it. Glizzy came with a drum in it. Treat my Nina like my old hoes. Start acting up and I'm dumping it. I don't really play the scenes. Like A&D, I'm in a cut with it. Louis bag with the hundreds in it. Quarter million in it, had to stuff it in it. Wake and bake in the oven with it. If it ain't skunkin', I ain't fucking with it. White cars with the black rims, but the inside peanut butter in it. Still gutter with it. Still red colors with it. Still blood for my brother with it. Vince truck put my mother in it. These checks keep on repeat. My bank account got a stutter in it. Bitch, nigga, I'm eating. Treat the pussy like a plumber, nigga. Put my plunger in it, she screaming. Kicking hoes out the hotel like a punter with it, they scheming. Not stupid or a sucker, nigga. Hoes wanna come up, I peep it. Young nigga from the concrete. Now I'm seeing palm trees. Try and get a double law on my car keys and on the car seats. Pocket full of parsley. Glock and arm reach, can't harm me. Mix the jungle juice with the jamba juice, now I'm feeling saucy. Feeling like the old me, can't hold me. In the hood, still moving dolly. If you ain't gang gang, can't bro me. Can't say you love me, gotta show me. She said it's hard to communicate, cause I only send emojis. I don't show no emotions, can't let you know.
I got a thing for bitches, I don't really hang with bitches. But if you see me with them 9 times out of 10, I bang them bitches. All we do is fuck. But she say we don't do it enough. Calling my phone going ham. Damn, Pam, you be doing too much. All on my Instagram trying to spaz out. You be doing too much. On a screenshot while we FaceTime. You be doing too much. Got me on speakerphone around your friends. Ho, you really doing too much. All at my shows pulling on my clothes. Ho, you really doing too much. Bitch thought she had a blessing. Ho, lie like she pregnant. To tell the truth, she was missing. Screenshot 9 messages. I ain't gonna lie, I hit a couple times. I really was thirsty though. She was just one of them bitches you hear 4 in the morning, like come to the door. Trust in her eyes while she drive. She coming straight to me. She put the ratchet, puts her head on the nigga, going straight to slip. I tried to tell her, fold this shit unfolded. I can't help fucking with you on my name. We started off cool and then the shit changed. I guess the good did then fucked up a brain. Hold up, little bitch, you tripping now. Got a bitch at the house, you know my spouse. Without a doubt, I stopped fucking with you. Had to cut you off like sister could do. Ain't gonna lie, your little action with clutch. But you still was doing too much. Put your friends on what we got going on. Bitch, keep that on the hush. I got a thing for bitches. I don't really hang with bitches. But if you see me with them 9 times out of 10, I bang them bitches. All we do is fuck. But she say we don't do it enough. Calling my phone going ham. Damn, Pam, you be doing too much. All on my Instagram trying to spaz out. You be doing too much.
Oh, you be doing too much.
Want a screenshot while we FaceTime. You be doing too much.
Oh, you be doing too much.
Got me on speakerphone around your friends. Oh, you really doing too much.
Oh, you be doing too much.
All at my shows pulling on my clothes. Oh, you really doing
too much. Tony Central Podcast.
Party with Cardi, Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body, shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Two ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Pick up a check in the flame. Cardi ticket made you upset. Cardi
got rich, they upset. Oh, yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi and Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi and Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Card. Who took your bitch at the party? Card. I took your bitch in the party. Card. Who that be flags and Martian? Card. Who that don't freak in the cut? Card. Who got them freaks in the truck? Card. Them diamonds go hit like a bitch on a ass bitch. Do a wannabe card. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonboxing this. I'm from the Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. If you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slump. You're back. For a party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Two ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Pick up a check in the flame. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi and Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi took your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi and Cardi be.
Tony
Central
Podcast.
BJ Kenny
Manuva. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. She give me top in the ride. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. She make it pop for the guys. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. She give me top in the right. That should mean bitch in my sight. That should mean bitch in my sight. That should mean bitch in my sight. She make it pop for the guys. That should mean bitch she a hoe. She be out fucking the bros. Niggas be stuffing the hoes. How you don't know, I don't know. You must be slow on the road. Forgetting you met her, she worked on the pole. Head game is heaven, the pussy is gold. She holding that loyal, you know how it goes. She like to fuck with the thugs. Bay father move way to that bud. They sent them downstate with a dub. Now for that cake, make it shake in the club. She play with these niggas just cuz. You think that she falling in love, but you just a sucker, a dub. Before she met you, she was fucking your cuz. She do what it takes for that guap. Last week I just seen it with WAP. Thought he was dirty before he had pop. Swore for that bread, she'll fuck with a op. I do not fuck with her type, but she do just what I like. On the low, she be taking his pipe, and you tryna make it your wife. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. She give me top in the ride. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. She make it pop for the guys. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. She give me top in the ride. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side. That should mean bitch in my side.
Tony Central Podcast.
That's what it's all about. Tony Central Podcast. My brother Famine doing it up.
Each and every Wednesday,
with the
y'all.
Co-host Mello, y'all do sabe.
We're back on Tony Central Podcast with Union City's own Famine and the Bronx own co-host Mello.
He still can rap.
Tattoo that shit in my forehead. Paint my hair. Well, I don't have hair, but paint my hair yellow and I'll be a new rapper.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing about Q-Tip. Yo, but you can't. We back. The Tony Central Podcast. Season 2, episode 49.
We were
debating because before we continue, and it's cool, you could admit this.
Yeah.
You put post on Say Little Yachty.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I put him onto a lot of these new niggas, and he be shooting down a lot of these niggas. I'd be like, nah, listen to him, and then he listen to him, be like, oh, this nigga nice. Like, I was trying to tell you this shit for a month.
All right, cool. So Post is a big fan of what's going on now, there. Right?
Yeah. Hell
lost Post.
Yeah, hell yeah, this nigga.
He said he lost Post.
Lost Post.
Yeah, he's a new nigga now, man.
Yeah. So, this new project is coming out. What's the release date for that?
This Friday.
Yeah.
This Friday. January 19th.
Yeah.
How many tracks is on that?
17.
Ooh, God, he went. He, that's you went OG style though.
It's my first official joint. I had to.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You said 17 joints.
Yeah.
How many skits?
None.
Oh, my Lord. Nigga,
I got the intro, the interlude, and the outro, and it's all bars. Like, what I did was, I set it up like the intro, I'm just giving straight bars. Then I got songs, interlude, straight bars, just to let niggas know. Nigga, I can rap too, you know what I'm saying? I got joints like, I got all different flavors on here, but I'm giving niggas bars, all 17 joints.
Who are the producers on the album?
I got Joe got a record.
Yeah,
he
got a
joint.
Finally,
yeah, he got a joint. Oh, yo, why did you say finally?
Yeah, where he on?
What do you mean?
Joe is their producer, and he never got a record on the album, yo.
I got a lot of new. The next project, he gonna have a lot of production on. I got a lot of joints, but this one only got one.
I talk to Joe, right? I have conversation with Joe, right? And new records always come from always. And I tell Joe like, yo. Is it like they don't put your name on the artwork, or it's just you're not producing? You're the producer of the crew. He's like, nah, I didn't produce that. Nah, but he made the cut, so I'm happy. Yeah, I'm
so he made the cut. And who else is on that?
Finico. It's a lot of, because I'll be searching for producers. I'll be hitting niggas up. I'll just be buying beats and
you
shit.
Did it,
like,
didn't you
I got Frenzy Beats on here.
Didn't you do a record with Sito? Oh, that was on your last project.
That was a freestyle. I just did a freestyle, put that out. I ain't really going.
Cause you did a video for that one.
Yeah, I did a video for that one.
Cool. And what about artists? Who you got featuring on there?
I got Ness.
You got the. You don't got no old versus fun like the old post.
Nah, I got an SFTG verse on there from him on D Block. You know what I mean, I got it when he was still SFTG.
What's going on? Posting.
This is a new post now. I don't know this post.
Yeah.
This is a new post.
But nah, I got Ness, my nigga Ness Bundles on the joint. Fuego, Post, and who else? And Luck.
Free
that
man.
Who else? Oh, and the homie Lee Kwan. This nigga, he's singing on there on one of the female joints. But that's pretty much it. I don't really got that many features.
Now. Being the fact you have a female joint, where like
I got two of them on there.
All right. Especially like with a singer, why you didn't try to push that as your first single?
The one with the nigga singing on there is a little bit. It's a little intimate. Like, you know what I mean, like it's like a little too slow. Like it ain't nothing. Like I would want to push as a single, but it's dope. Like it's something that's probably gonna be one of the favorites on the mixtape.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but it ain't nothing that I probably end up shooting a video for just for the visuals, but the other female joint is the one I'm pushing. That's the one Joe did the beat for. That's gonna be the single. I'm gonna shoot a video for that one. I mean, it's called.
What's the name of that one?
It's called Demons and Angels.
Demons and Angels.
Yeah,
sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And you already got the concept and all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is gonna be dope. It's gonna be dope. I'm gonna definitely shoot a video for it. But yeah, man.
So you got the release. The release is coming.
Yeah.
What do you feel you want as an outcome? Like, what do you feel you want to get from this?
I want niggas to fuck with it. I just want niggas to, I mean, like, recognize the talent and really, I mean, like, look out for me and fuck with me. And like, I'm just trying to get the buzz up. I'm just trying to get acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we... take the next step, and
you planning to stay indie? You trying to take that route?
That's where the money at. I mean, I don't get it twisted. For the right, if the bread looking right, I'll sign a deal. But it ain't gonna be no 360. You're not gonna finesse me. Like I'm gonna own all my shit. But until then, like I'm nigga independent where the money at.
Yeah, if you see yourself any record label, let's just say you had any choice. Any label was on the.
You know who I would fuck with? I would fuck with Rick Ross, because he let you be you.
So
he let you do your own
back?
Thing. Yeah, because he let you do your own thing.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And he'll pay you too.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, he'll give you the opportunity to. I mean, like, yeah. From the bottom up is what I mean. My label, my brand, and we under
and
he
definitely
type
and
shit.
And he'll definitely. Cater to your sound, because he got them sample jams on deck. Them just his beat selection is
Justin's Lee.
Yeah, his beat selection is crazy. All right, so let me ask you a question.
Hashtag.
Right, you could collaborate with any artist, dead or alive. What artist would that be, and who would produce that record?
Damn, that's a deep ass question. Hold on. Dead or alive? Honestly, dead or alive, I probably would have to say Alive? I'm just gonna go alive. I know, cause dead is too deep. I'm gonna have to think too hard. So I'm gonna go with Alive. If any, I could Kiss.
Kiss?
Yeah.
And who would produce that joint? Any producer, but budget's not a.
I need an old Kanye West beat.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I need an old Kanye.
Telling him to go into the.
Put the chain back on.
Yeah.
I need a hard sample.
You're gonna come to him with a pink polo. Like
some, it's definitely gonna be some pain. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. We have to talk. Like, word.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So, but yo, let me ask you a question.
Hashtag.
Growing up as a kid, you have a favorite show? Like a favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show, damn. Coming up as a kid, I would have to say, nigga, The Wonder Years was my shit.
That was my shit. If you could think of any TV family,
yeah,
J Poe would fit in perfectly. What TV family would that be? We had some dope TV families growing up.
Damn, I'm trying to think who was. Nigga, South Central. What was that TV show with South Central? What was the name of that shit? Say it was called South Central, right? Them niggas was.
Was that in a movie then?
Nah, it was a TV show. What was the name of that TV show? That was my shit too. Like, they was regular living in the hood, fucked up. It was South Central, right? It was ABC or NBC or some shit. You know, back in the day.
South Central.
I think the name of it was South Central though. Niggas, they was fucked up in the game. Like, I used to watch the comedies and all that, but I couldn't relate to none of that shit. Nigga.
Yeah.
Be sad as hell after watching the episode of that shit. Like, damn, I wish I had it. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me?
I would just pick Cosby just to be able to get that.
I ain't like that shit, nigga.
But that was a comedy show, South Central.
Yeah, but they was in the hood, though. Like, you feel me? Yeah, like, they was fucked up. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like.
Okay. All right. So, usually, We got into the bars talk.
Yeah.
We was talking heavy about the bars. So usually we ask who got the best verse on some songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're familiar with some of these songs, but first song I ask: Jay-Z, Eminem, Renegade.
Damn, he smoked Jay-Z.
That's when M was in his prime.
That was the M that I loved though. Everything, nigga. Yo,
yeah.
Smoked him, for real. He smoked him on Renegade. Keep it 100. When you listen to Renegade, you don't even listen for Jay-Z verse.
What? Yo.
Keep it 100. Yo, like, yo, you listen for Jay-Z verse.
Yeah,
but Eminem verse, when Eminem verse come on, it be like, that's what you was waiting for.
You feel me? Like, you felt like it was the instrument.
Like you listen to the whole verse, you know every word the whole verse, but that's not what you really came for.
That's not what you came for.
Like, real
nigga shit.
Yo,
I saw real shit.
Yo, you heard both.
Nah, cause I'm a big Eminem fan. Like, Eminem was my, like, when he first came out, was my
crazy.
Nigga.
You're like,
that was a big Eminem fan.
That's dope.
Well, if you could say, like, any artist, like, cause you said earlier that, you know, or even right now, you're saying Eminem is, you know, somebody that you look up to. Is there anybody that you could have said that you looked up to and they kind of, you know, helped you find your sound and what you wanted to do?
Let me see. Really, Fab, honestly, because Fab, like, is like a chameleon to this shit. Like, he adapts to,
Fab is a dope person.
He was definitely inspiration for this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always kept me motivated. Like, yeah, this nigga still talking this shit. And he hopping on these new shits and he finessing all this shit. Nigga, he could do it, I could do it.
Yo, do you feel Fab is a punchline king?
Nah, I won't call him a punchline. Nah.
Yeah. I would say Banks. I would say Fab over Banks.
But I'm like, somebody who's still consistently doing it, though, Kiss. Kiss or, well, he don't really.
But there was a period of time people didn't hear, but Kiss wasn't in the public eye. Like,
yeah, nah, facts.
A lot of people say Cassidy is the punchline.
Nah, he got it. Yeah, I mean, Cassidy, man.
Yeah.
His flow never evolved, my nigga. Like, he still got that 1999 flow. Like,
what's wrong with that flow?
It's like you could take every single Cassidy flow and put it on the same beat and it all fit perfectly.
all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he never, like, he don't even change the tempo of his shit. He don't even, like, it's every, is, feel me? Like,
all right, so who would you say won the battle between Jay-Z and Nas?
Nas, I ain't gonna front Nas.
Yeah, I think there's something against Jay-Z.
Hov. Yeah. You know what it was? Yeah. Hov's joints was more disrespectful than Nas's. But Nas had the joint like
I thought that's what wins battles.
Nah, but at that time though, you gotta think about it. Jay's like, I don't know, man. Nas,
like, if you battle somebody took shots.
You know what it was? Nas was unexpected. Like, nobody expected him to win.
I think
win.
That's what.
Like,
got
nobody
it.
Expected him to come crazy like
that.
And he came on a whole shit with the pop. So fuck Jay Z. Like, oh, Nas coming crazy. Like, nobody expected that. That's why it hit harder. Cause niggas expected Jay Z to come disrespectful how he came.
Yeah.
Niggas expected him to talk crazy and be nice with the bars. Like, niggas ain't expect Nas to come as disrespectful. And
it took a while. Like,
and yeah, but that's when you have internet back then. So like, Nas, to me, Nas.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hell yeah. even though that what's the joint that he had on his album? The Ray. Like, when he was, like, that shit was hard. Yeah. But I would still have to give it to Nas.
Takeover.
And Jay-Z had more than one diss. Mm-hmm. He had, like, three of them shits.
Yeah, I mean that, man.
Nas only
put out the one.
The answer to the question was just
ether. Yeah, nah, what is mine? That's what I'm saying. Jay, he had the takeover, I mean, he had the freestyle shit, he had some other shit, and Nas did the one ether, and it was over. Like.
Yo, all right, so are you familiar with the Band from TV song?
Yeah, that's my shit. Classic.
Who you feel had the best verse on that joint?
I ain't gonna front.
Who's your favorite verse?
My favorite verse is Nori verse. I'm not even gonna hold
you.
Wow. Nori, to me, I fucked with Nori verse more than anybody.
Yeah.
Like, Words Bond. Cause this shit was
the first, right?
Word. Yeah, that's the first. Yo,
nah,
wow.
Nori was last. He had the last verse.
No, I'm
saying that you're the first.
Oh, the first that said Nori.
I'm a
huge Nori fan, nigga. Like,
word?
Hell yeah. I remember, nigga, getting on Melvin Flint the Hustler. I was little as hell. Like, nigga, like, when Melvin Flint the Hustler came out, I was like 12. Nigga, I had to sneak to get that shit. And I had the explicit version. You know, he was talking crazy, yeah, man. Like, what is Bond?
Word,
like,
word.
Nigga, Nori was my
and
nigga.
And not for nothing, his first solo was hot.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
what is Bond? I had that, like, yo. But his verse on that joint, everybody had bars and everybody, like, it was fire. But when Nori came on, it was just, the energy was different. Like, you feel
yeah
me?
Yeah.
Cause not for nothing, I really like a lot Nature's verse, yo.
Yeah, Nature was so mm-hmm. All yo, everybody's verse was fire. But Nori just had the different energy. He came on that shit. I mean, like, you like, hey, now you up out there,
yeah,
like,
his
you
energy,
feel me?
I could definitely
what
say
is
his
mine. I fuck
who with you say is your top, like, three or four artists that you love?
Damn. Pac, definitely, nigga. Pac. Hov. Damn.
You said M?
Yeah, M. I put M in my top three. My top three would be Pac, Hov, and M.
That'd be your Mount Rushmore right
there.
What
is mine?
That's what's up. Yo, so it Studio Survival Kit. What's three things you need?
Bud, definitely.
Bud, as in, you know, 1L, 2L.
Nah, I need to smoke, nigga. Like,
yeah, you have
15,
to
20 minutes in that ass. I need to rub you rolling up because that just keep me going. Feel me?
Okay. And are you the type of artist that'll sit there with the producer while the producer's creating, or you like the shit already ready?
Nah,
like,
I like it. I like it already ready. I, it depends. It depends on if he making a beat that's catered to me, then yeah, I could sit there. But I never had that done, though. I never really did that.
Okay.
So I can't even really, like, I might like it, I might not. But I would like to do it, though, yeah, definitely. Especially for some sample shit, I could help them.
That's one thing I give producers, man. that patience
yeah.
you have to have to fucking make yeah. a beat is something
I can't,
else.
I, can't. I don't got peace. I used to make beats on the PlayStation. Remember the PlayStation game you can make beats
oh
on?
Oh my god.
Yo, that shit was fire.
The MTV
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yo. I used to have the wild
yo,
beats on that shit.
That's my shit right there. Yeah.
That shit was easy as hell to make beats. All you had to do was put shit here there. That shit was fire.
Hell yeah.
Outside of that, I don't got the patience for that shit. I don't know.
Yo, so you leave here right now, right? You get to your crib.
Yeah.
Get to the front of your door. Bag on the floor. You open the bag. There's yeah. $1 million in the bag. You can only spend the money one way. If you spend it yeah. mad different ways, the yeah. money they tracing yeah. it, you so done. You can only spend it one way.
Yeah.
What you gonna do with that $1 million?
I'm gonna have to invest in something. I'm gonna have to probably like I'm gonna buy like a couple food chains or something, a couple Wendy's or something, like, you know what I mean? Real quick. Like,
yeah. buy Wendy's chain.
Or McDonald's. So
gonna,
or, what I mean?
That's where his...
Yeah,
he's gonna
I gotta
go
get a couple
into
franchises.
Invest in a franchise.
Word. Okay. That's forever money. Like, that's what I mean. You ain't even really gotta do nothing. They, them shit sell itself.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Cam's still eating up Taco Bell.
Yeah, nah, real shit. That's what they like. That's my whole goal in this shit. Like, I'm trying to get some franchises, nigga, and sit back, nigga, and
yo,
let it
we
do
were,
what it do.
We were talking about you. You know, you yeah. into the health and all
yeah,
of that
word.
Early and shit.
Word.
As a kid, though, you had to have a favorite candy.
Sweetest fish. That's my
sweetest
favorite shit right now.
Fit?
Word. Yeah, yeah, real nigga sit. I'm a poor oh, nigga.
Yeah,
word,
wait.
I came up. Yeah, nah, that was my favorite candy. Nigga. To this day, right now, I buy that shit by
yo,
the big
yo,
ass
I
bag.
Can't
front, nigga.
Yo, sweetest fish is always like a good go to, like a nice
yeah.
little like.
I just feel like I can't eat too much of them.
Nah. Yeah.
What? My nigga, I buy that shit by the bag right now. I got a big ass sweetest fish bag, my nigga. I'll blow one nigga and sit there.
Yeah.
That shit like chips, nigga. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, my shit, nigga.
That's almost like when me, like the caramels.
And I don't
too.
Eat much candy, I but if I do eat candy, it's gonna be sweetest fish.
Sweetest
so
fish.
So, will you put that part of your Studio Survivor kit?
Hell yeah, thinking about it. Hell yeah. Word is mine. Hell
word.
Yeah.
Yo, okay, so favorite cereal. You had to have a favorite cereal growing up.
Smacks.
Smacks, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo. Nah, real nigga shit.
Yo,
man.
Smacks is
Smacks, my favorite joint, nigga.
Yo, I what mean, is? I could never really.
Nah,
which
I'm
is that one?
Yo, the milk
the
after
the
bowl
on the
is.
Front?
What?
The
after
frog the... on the front?
Yeah, them
oh
shits.
My
what?
God,
yo,
yeah,
yo, yo your milk after that? Be yeah. fucking everything.
Yeah.
Yo, where is mine? Yo.
Word.
Real nigga shit.
Yo, so. I think it's that time.
Word.
All
right. Ready for the Central Spotlight, right?
Central right. Spotlight.
This is something that we started in season 2. All
right.
And we ask you questions and you have to answer. And it can't just be yes or no answers. It has all to be like
yes,
some
why. Explanation.
Right.
Some
yeah, explanation.
Yeah.
So you ready, Mello?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Central Spotlight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it is now time for... Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Are you familiar with the movie Space Jam?
Yeah.
All right, so you know what the movie's about.
Right now, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, all
right.
Yeah, word, so word. You could put together a dream team record label,
yeah.
yourself included.
Yeah.
We'll say four other artists.
Yeah.
Any artist, what artist are you taking for that team, and what ability are you taking from that artist?
Damn! All right. Oh, so I'm the Monstars, and I'm
yeah,
taking
yeah,
their
ability. Yeah.
All right. Damn! All right, I take. Let me get a hold for that slick talk, nigga. Let me get all that slick talk, nigga. All
right.
Probably, damn. I'm gonna go get, damn. All right, hold for the slick talk. Boom. Go hit up. Yeah, I'm gonna get some new. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get Uzi for the. You know what I mean? I'll probably get like somebody who can sing a little bit. Like, oh, nah, you know what? I'm gonna go get Lucci. Let me get Lucci. Okay. You know what I mean? So I can harmonize some shit real quick.
Yeah, Lucci. Yeah, word. Lucci.
YNF
yeah, Lucci. Yeah. There you go.
Fucking, I'm gonna go snatch Drake, niggas. For all that female shit, all that emotional shit. You know what I mean? Okay. Nah, word. Nah, word. All right. Shit. All
right. That's three.
Fuck it.
One more.
And. Yeah, and I need some energy, so I'm gonna go fuck with who got the littest energy right now, man? Nah, I'm gonna go. Damn, I could go classic or new. I'm gonna go classic. I'm gonna go grab Busta for the energy.
Oh, word. Busta's energy is crazy.
Word.
Okay. All right, so yeah. All right, that's he got through it. All right.
Cool.
Next one.
Now yeah. For the harmonizing, I like that shit. I wish I could do that shit. But you gotta think of the concept of you don't get it, man. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. Only for the harmonizing, nigga. For the flow type shit. Feel me?
Next question. If you could resurrect somebody to bring them back to life for one day, who would it be and what would you do?
And music wise?
Anything. In life, anything.
Damn, that was a hard, that's a deep one, nigga. Probably, I had to see my mother. I got to see my mother.
Okay.
Word.
Word. All right. Next question. If you could have any superpower,
yeah,
what would it be? And what would your superhero name be?
I think it would have to be the teleport.
Teleport.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. That's a good one. Yeah. And what would your superhero name be?
That sounded stupid, but you know why I said that though? I'm gonna tell you why real quick. Yeah, exactly. Nigga, I could
transport. I'm not laughing because of that. I'm just laughing because what's gonna be your superhero name?
Oh man. Damn, I could teleport, so what's my name? I gotta have some dope shit. Like there's nothing dope to put with that though, like
Yo.
Nah, I seen him. Yo, you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yo. Seen him.
Have
you seen him?
Damn. I would have to, like, I don't even know, bro. I can't say Flash. That's already something. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of some shit.
Yeah,
like,
you almost damn, through. You teleport. Almost through the spotlight. So what the fuck? You almost threw the spotlight. You could do it.
Fucking.
What would your superhero name be?
I don't even know. Like everything I'm thinking of is some dope shit.
Nah, just think of anything. Yeah, what comes to mind? Yeah. What comes to mind? It don't even have to do with teleporting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now that I said that, that's all I can think about. It. Like, yeah, like something to do with that. Like, yeah, you feel me? I have to go with the. I don't even know the.
You want to use the lifeline?
What you said?
Post-Nagavis. Yo, that is it right there. Post-Nagavis. Yo, that has to go in the hall. You should
come with a record.
Yeah, yo, that.
The next project.
Post-Nagavis. We onto something right there.
Yeah, this nigga is funny.
It has a ring to it. Alright.
Alright, so this is the last question.
Finale.
Are you familiar with wrestling?
Yeah, I used to watch it back in the day.
That's good enough. That's good. We don't need something
more. Okay.
All right. Just to refresh your memory, just in case you forgot. In wrestling, there's two terms, right? There's one called the baby face and one called the heel. The baby face is the good character and heel is the bad character.
Yeah.
If you could describe to the world who J. Poe is, will you be a baby face or heel? and what WWE or wrestling character will you be?
I'll probably be not the babyface. Would you say that? Heel. Yeah, I'll be that. And yeah, I'll probably be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Right?
Oh.
Man,
that's a good one. Yo, but the heel. Why? All right, you went straight for the bag. Like,
yeah.
So that was what, is there explanation for that?
You know why? Because all of the bad guys in wrestling was the realest. Like, they was the, you know what I mean?
It's true,
feel me? Like, all the good guys, they was phonies. Like, they it was something with them. Like, they wasn't, yeah. I mean, it was funny. Like, I mean, but all the bad guys, they was themselves. Like, you know what I mean?
So you pick heel Stone Cold. That's when you had, I think, the run with McMahon.
Yeah, that was fun.
And all the villains was fun. Like, you ain't really too many good guys in wrestling that was, like, you really wanted to... I wanted to see all the fucking the villains and nigga, you feel me?
Yo, so usually, you know, I extend the invite. This is on you. Good. You know, if you want to surf the cloud, spit a little something acapella. If you want to, you know what I mean? Spit something.
I spit something. Okay. I don't want to go on my phone, though. My memory sucks, nigga.
Yo, like, ain't nobody watching. I'm just there listening.
What's his new name now? What's his AK now?
What was it?
Magavis. Yo, think about it. Good work.
It has like this Nostradamus feel to it. Like, J-Po.
I said, one from them will show you love until they heard they off them. He had every pair of Jordans, couldn't afford a coffin. Old heads boasting about their past, but them niggas lost it. And I done lost my freedom trying to get a fortune. Coming from the bottom, niggas starving trying to make it out. This life is such a dangerous route. Ratting, better take them out. DEA staking out. Frauds get locked and names come out. Got me like every jug I make, I gotta change my route. Real niggas back in style. It's still some herbs round. I just stay out the way as I observe these clowns. I swear it's the same niggas bragging about these birds and pounds. Get bumped and they asking who to plug. He confirming now. Shit got me praying as an atheist. The more real these niggas claim, the more fake they get. Your own homie will see you winning and they hate the shit. And bitches dotting when you popping on some basic shit. Ooh. I just call it how I see it though. Niggas is playing the game foul, but it's free to throw. They say life's a bitch. I'm trying to keep it close. And if I don't make it rapping, with them trapping, it's a kid cope. I said, if I don't make it happen with trapping, it's a kid cope. Niggas acting like we're trapping, I don't make it happen. I be paying rent while you jugging for the latest fashions. Widow niggas dying out, real niggas everlasting. I'm really in the field, and all my niggas active. Coming up, I was a little nigga out here pitching raw. I remember Penny pitching for chicken out the chicken store. Rolled up and started getting chicken out the chicken store. Ooh. Now I got a plug for more chicken than a chicken store. Ooh. I know these niggas creeping, I'm awake for snakes. They smile on your face and watch you take the bait, get popped, write a statement, now you take a case. How you in the county sick, eating slop and saving cake? You say I ain't nice, you smoking K2. Bars 9-7 locks, you puffing a shiny gray suit. I'm 10 toes anywhere, you trying to play who? Nigga, I'm out here grinding life from Denver, dope from Beirut. Niggas catching wild dope charges, getting ROR'd. You can fool them, but I know the law. If he came home early, better watch him. Probably told it all. A lot of niggas ratting and you probably know them all.
I try to tell niggas bars never left.
I try to tell niggas bars never left.
Oh, that was, yo.
Niggas better hashtag that shit now.
That's how you surf your cloud.
Bars never left.
That's how you surf your cloud. Yeah, that's what's up. Yo. Yo, so any words of advice, motivation for someone coming up may see what you're doing and look up with to what you're doing? What would you tell them?
Bars never left.
Nah, just stay motivated. Just keep working. Invest in yourself. That's the most important shit. Is motivation and investment. Mm. Like, real shit. Like, I look at Diddy. I be looking at niggas like Diddy. Like, this nigga is like a non-stop working machine. He always on some shit. Like, feel me? I'm on it like that. Like, you just can't stop.
Word.
All right.
Yo, put your social media out there.
You follow me on all social media, P-O underscore F-T-B-U. That's P-O underscore F TBU.
Uh-huh. And cop the new project this Friday.
Clockwork, man, dropping January 19th.
Is it going to be everywhere or anywhere exclusive?
It's going to be, I'm putting it on my mixtapes, live mixtapes, Spinrilla. I don't know if I'm going to put it on SoundCloud. Okay. I'm going to wait. But I'm going to put it on all the mixtape sites, all the, you know what I mean? All
is
the
there digital. A reason why you're doing it like that?
Because SoundCloud is cool, but it ain't, when you dropping projects, it ain't, you don't want to put a whole project up there because it ain't really counting like how I count on live mixtapes or my mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Like
as a whole, the whole thing.
Never thought of that, that's good.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. All right, so yo, any shout outs anybody want to shout out or anything?
Yo, free my nigga, free my Buzz Shot, man. Free the homie, man. Free Scrap, man. Whole Hackensack, I mean, whole Patterson, man, front and bottom of music, man, we here, man.
All right. And we appreciate you being part of
the show. Yeah, appreciate y'all, yo, man. Appreciate y'all for having me.
Everything, Poe. We support everything, bro.
Anything you do, just tag us, email us.
Facts,
the doors is always open.
Word, I appreciate it, man. I definitely got to come back, man. I enjoyed this shit, man.
Word. So,
Tony Central Podcast.
Yo, shout out. Ephraim, Straight Fuego, DJ Kenny Maneuver, G Money,
Post, the new Post,
Miss Post,
the new Post,
everybody in the building.
Yo, shout out everybody from Jersey, man. Everybody from Jersey, if you doing your thing, man, shout out. Keep doing your thing, man.
Facts.
Everybody, you know what I mean? Teamwork make the dream work, man.
Tony Sent You Podcast.
Season 2, episode 49.
Yeah.
And we see y'all next week.
One.
Don't forget to subscribe to get all the new episodes first. Thank you. See you next time on the Tony Central Podcast.